From benefit cuts to job cuts, submarine builder Electric Boat will eliminate 2,400 jobs in Connecticut and Rhode Island by the end of next year. The Navy has told the company it will no longer be needed for repair and maintenance work. For member station WNPR, Harriet Jones reports.
Electric Boat, based in Groton, Connecticut, is a division of General Dynamics. The yard shares in the construction of the Virginia-class submarines, but building just one submarine per year is not enough to keep the yard's workforce stable. Instead, it's been relying increasingly on repair and maintenance work. But President of EB, John Casey, says the Chief of Naval Operations has just announced there will be no more maintenance work after 2006.
That's it. We're out of the business. The Navy no longer desires nor requires our participation in the repair business.
The Navy has yet to make a public statement on its decision, but Casey says it has more capacity at its own shipyards than it was expecting because one facility earmarked in the recent round of base closures was taken off the list at the last minute. The implications for Electric Boat are serious. Casey says he must lay off up to 2,400 of his nearly 12,000 employees by the end of next year.
This task is despicable, and the only thing worse than this is if I don't do it. Because if I don't, this organization, this entity will fail. And I cannot let that happen. And it's difficult for me intellectually to deal with this, and more difficult for me emotionally.
This is a familiar process for the yard. In the mid-90s, it was required to lay off some 10,000 workers when the Seawolf program was cancelled. Mark Ofinger is town manager of Groton, the community that will feel the biggest impact from the layoffs. He heard the announcement from John Casey at a breakfast meeting.
It's a little deja vu all over again. I think most of us here this morning were expecting some bad news, though. I think the numbers that he's talking about are worse than I certainly anticipated. I think he made note of how supportive the community and the region were was back in the 90s, and he's hoping that we are that committed going forward, and I'm sure we will be.
The Navy has already switched one repair contract away from Electric Boat, saying it can save up to $60 million by having the work completed at its own yard in Maine. But Connecticut's congressional delegation is protesting the Navy's decision. Congressman Rob Simmons.
There are a whole range of issues where it's not clear to me that the savings are as great as the Navy says they are, and we've requested that information from the Navy, and we've been denied. So I think it's time for the Government Accountability Office to get in there and take a look at these numbers.
Simmons says he'll continue to lobby to have the repair work returned to Electric Boat, but he and others say the yard's best hope may be congressional efforts to secure funding to begin to build two or more submarines a year. Submarine advocates say that's essential both to maintain the Navy's current fleet and to retain design and engineering expertise at the nation's shipyards. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones.